This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights froze me, in jails they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men, the tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and they paw me, they're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Civil servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me, materialists test me, pollution it chokes me, movies they joke me, politicians exploit me, city life that jades me, Hudson Bay fleets me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. At the top, we heard Willie Dunn from the incredible Native North America Volume 1 compilation. That was the song, I Pity the Country. And just given what happened in the last few weeks with the Colton Bushy verdict in the Colton Bushy case and the Tina Fontaine case, I wanted to acknowledge that and say that this country has a lot of work to do still on reconciliation and dealing with its past and its present. On today's show, we're going to have a phone call with Faith Healer, Jessica from Faith Healer. She's going to be calling. She's on the road. I believe they're in Edmonton right now, headed to Calgary, and they will be joining us in our fair city on Saturday night at the Astoria, along with Supermoon and Elon Noon, who, if you tuned in last week, you would have heard an interview with him. Patrick, my pal Patrick from Gal Grayson, filled in last week with an excellent episode. I'd recommend hitting the podcast if you didn't hear that. So yeah, we're going to hear a bunch of great stuff, but we're going to start off with that interview. Just got to get Jessica on the phone, and we'll play some Faith Healer to set the mood. So from their recent album, Try, came out late last year, this is the song Waiting. It's got a bit of a phone sound at the beginning. Seems very appropriate for what I'm about to do. Yes. So hopefully when we next speak, we'll be speaking with Jessica Jalbert.
Such a Gemini, as if I need reminding, my dissolute mind looks at it all but from behind. I thought it would be better. He was such a perfect dancer. I don't dance though. Just
this versus like the your rating.
The what?
So like this is your rating.
The rating?
The rating point, you know?
The rating.
This is what we have a conversation this verse.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. This is the rating.
I see.
Verse.
This is like the like waiting period.
We're like,
the waiting
no, rating. We're rating the performance.
Because we have this little section of
yes.
time to talk about
yes.
it.
Yes, here we go.
I left my instinct because of cosmic troubles. We weren't made to make it to the end. But in the meantime, my time stands over water, and I exist infinite with my friends.
Records and CITR and Discorder present Edmonton's indie psych favorite, Faith Healer. It's their first time in Vancouver, so let's show some Van City love on Saturday, March 3rd at the Astoria, with special guests, local fuzz poppers Supermoon and Ellen Noon from Victoria. Of indie rock band Gossip on March 28th at the Imperial. Ditto will be performing tracks from her debut solo album Fake Sugar with special guest Shun. Tickets are available now at livenation.com.
All right, that was Edmonton's Old Projectors. No, what am I doing? I'm having a bad day. That was Edmonton's No Museums with their song Old Projectors from the album It All Begins to Feel. Before that, we heard Faith Healer with the title track from their 2015 album. That was the song Cosmic Troubles. Before that, we heard Such a Gemini from their most recent album entitled Try, which was released last September. And at the top, we heard Waiting from that same album, Try. And we are waiting, having some difficulties connecting with Jessica. She's on the road. On her way to another tour date, so we'll get her on the phone as soon as we can. And it is we. There's such a funny thing about using we when you're alone in the radio studio. I don't know why. I heard Patrick do it last week. I always felt like maybe it was just me, but you end up saying we. But actually, I'm working with someone to get her on the phone, so in that case, the plural was correct. Let's move across the country, shall we? Let's go to Montreal. The Submissives are there, and they have a brand new record cassette coming out. It's called Pining for a Boy, and the lead single is called Obsessed. Let's give a listen to that. This is Montreal's Submissives.
I'm obsessed, and I just can't get you off my mind, off my mind. You're a tumor sucking on my sight, in my veins, past my heart, to my brain. You're electroshock therapy, taking a hold of me. What are you doing to me, baby? What are you doing to me, baby? Thank you.
All right, that was Jeff Elise Barbara from Montreal. That was Jeff Elise Barbara from Montreal with Sean Nicholas Savage from the record Greatest Hits. That was the theme from our weekend. Before that, we heard Men I Trust with Show Me How. And at the top, we heard The Submissives from their album Pining for a Boy and the song Obsessed. And we now have on the line... Oh, why is that going? Oh, maybe I have to do that. No. It sounded really weird when I turned that up. Can you hear me, Jessica? Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm okay. I'm not sure. My voice sounds fine when it's just the mic, but it sounds crazy right now.
Calling back, you think, or?
Yeah, how about you give me a call back in 1 sec? I'm just going to put a song on, and I'll get some technical help.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay. Okay.
I built it themselves, they feel so good.
All right. So that was, what did we just listen to? Disgraced in America by the band Ought from Montreal from the album Room Inside the World. We once again have Jessica Jalbert on the phone. Hello, Jessica.
Hi again.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. So you are on your way to Calgary right now.
No, I'm just finishing packing, and then I'm picking the band up in a couple hours. But we will be on our way.
Right. But you're just about to start another big tour.
Oh yeah, the road today.
That's very exciting. And one thing that you've played Vancouver, I think, a couple of times as Faith Healer, but we've never had a full band before.
Yeah, it's always been solo for the Mint Christmas party, actually, but or solo or just like me on guitar and Renee on drums.
Yeah.
But never a full band.
So yeah.
Finally, we get to do that, which I'm excited about.
Yeah. Obviously, it's different. What will it be like for an audience compared to just having you solo? What does the full band bring to the picture?
If people have, listen to the records, then they'll hear a lot more what they were hearing on the albums, you know?
Yeah.
Just because we have enough people to flesh out all the parts.
Right.
I'm hoping that we'll bring a little bit more kind of fun and like live energy to it.
Yeah.
And
was it the full band that recorded the record, or was that just you and Renee?
It was just me and Renee recording the record. Yeah.
So how do you? So he lives in Montreal now, and you live. You're still in Edmonton. How do you maintain a healthy band with such a distance between the two of you?
Well, the band itself changes quite frequently. Like the members, we've had a couple people who, have signed on for every tour, that being their choice. But we never expect that. That any one member should be available, for any kind of long-term commitment.
Yeah.
So we just, if people are available who have played in the band in the past, that's always ideal because they already know the music and stuff, and we know how we work together. But we just find people who are available, basically.
Right.
And teach them the song.
So your newish record is Try Emoji. Mm-hmm. What was the idea behind the emoji in the title?
Well, the emoji, I just thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
Basically.
that's fair.
That's about it. I like the winky face. I like the idea of having something that's like, dated.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's a emoticon, not an emoji. I'm already
exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like modern dated, which which we are. That's like what we are basically, because we're obsessed with the music of yore, it's just. But at the same time, we're still a new band trying to make our way or whatever.
So, in this crazy world of ours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I noticed this record is quite loose. Like there's some parts where there's some spoken word and laughing and things like that, which is just a bit of a departure from the previous record, which is a bit more conventional. Was that sort of planned, or did that just come out of, you being in the studio and that was just the vibe?
It wasn't planned. I think it's just kind of the way that we ended up interacting with each other during this process. We were kind of like, we came into the whole process a little bit uncertain about what we were even trying to do, because the songs weren't super prepared and hadn't been performed live before and stuff like that. So the way it took shape was very loose. And I think that, so when something came up, like we're like, oh, this conversation that we had is so stupid, we should leave it on the record. Then we're both like, oh yeah, let's do that. That's cool. And then ends up happening. It's not very refined, but it's true to us.
Cool. And you've put out a couple of music videos for this. You worked with former West Coaster, but now I guess Montreal-based Jordan Minkoff. Was that shot in Montreal and you sort of saw the finished product afterwards?
Yeah, exactly. I had almost nothing to do with that video at all, except for writing the song. I just was like, I thought I liked what Jordan did. I saw some videos that he had made for other people, and I thought they were really funny and really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted him to do one, but I didn't have any idea or anything like that. So I was like, hey, do you want to just do a video? And he's like, sure.
Cool.
And then it turned out to be that, which was pretty fascinating, I would say.
It's a wild video.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. The only direction I got from him was, or the only like interaction I really had with him before it was done was like, hey, is it okay if there are goths in the video? And I was like, yeah, sure, go for it. And then that was... He went from there, I guess.
Yeah. But Renee's in it. He's got some sweet guitar solo, unplugged guitar solos, so that's good.
Yeah. And a lot of, like, Mitch, who usually plays in the band, he isn't for the first half of this tour, but he usually plays with us. He's in the video, and a couple of pals of ours, too. So it's nice. I enjoyed watching it and being like, oh, who do I know in this video?
Cool. And then the second video you shot on your last tour, when you were in the South. And I read a bit about that. It was kind of an interesting snapshot into the highs and lows of touring. Can you tell a bit about the story behind that video?
Well, that video, I mean, the beach itself was a definite high. We had a lot of fun at the beach, and it was the day after quite a underwhelming show in New Orleans, and so we were kind of just screwing around on the beach having a good time, and we decided, wow, this beach is so beautiful, we should film a music video. And so we did, and then later that night played one of the wackier shows on tour for sure, in Pensacola. So yeah, it's fun.
So where is this next tour taking you? Where are you headed on this one?
Well, we're anchoring it around South by Southwest, so that's from March 12th to 18th, the music portion of it anyway, in Austin, Texas. So we'll be there for just over a week, and we're going down the West Coast to get there, and then after that we'll be kind of making our way back towards Eastern states in Canada. Our last show on the first leg of the tour in March is going to be in Brooklyn, and then we'll have 10 days off in Montreal, and then we'll keep going from there. And from there we'll be playing with El Barber's Blackface, who you just played on the show.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Both you and Renee have some other bands. I think like this is definitely the focus for you. Any other musical projects that are in the works?
Well, no, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have other bands. Like, I play in a band called Titas in Edmonton. That's just a for fun band.
Yeah.
We just grew around, me and some of my close friends. And we will be playing a little bit in the spring around Edmonton and stuff like that. But we don't really do touring and haven't been doing a lot of recording or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, I'm not currently involved in any other projects. And Renee, I think he plays, he fills in quite a lot with other bands. And I don't know if he's playing with any right now in Montreal, but we're kind of trying to hone in our focus a little bit on thinking other stuff. Right
yeah,
now,
yeah. So. Some of your label mates on Mint are very excited about being included in the Archie universe. And Riverdale, I know that.
Yeah.
I think that you have a Faith Healer poster in there somewhere. Is that an exciting thing for you, or are you holding out for better television shows?
I mean, I was stoked on it, and I thought that was pretty cool. Archie is such a ubiquitous kind of character in my life and my peers' life, and it's been around for such a long time, and so it's kind of cool to be part of that canon. But, I mean, it also is just like, you know, it's not like Archie was like, oh, I like Faith Healer or anything like that. It's just like for about a millisecond,
yeah.
You see my poster up in his room. So it's cool. I mean, I thought it was really cool, but yeah. Not something that...
I think Jarrett from Tough Age was a little... That was like a big deal for him.
Well, I mean, it's cool.
That's what it should be. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think it's awesome. But I also kind of, you know, had to temper it a little bit with like, oh, yeah, duh. Like, the show's been filmed in Vancouver, and that would totally make sense. They would hit up a Vancouver label for some set decoration. And so... You know,
yeah.
Just reminding myself that Archie has no interest in me whatsoever. I actually tweeted at him to try and get him to listen. But
He also has a Duplex poster up in his room, which is like my six-year-old kid's favorite band. It's like a kid's Mint put out one kid's record, and that's so yeah. I don't know. I thought that was
really cool, Archie.
Pretty funny, yeah. And one last question: just how are things in Edmonton? Your any bands or anything about the scene in Edmonton that you think people in other cities should know about?
I mean, there's a lot of great bands in Edmonton, and I'm kind of out of the loop right now just because I've been out of town so much lately. And when I'm home, I'm just like, you can't pry me from my bed unless right. I'm at work or something like that, you know. Yeah. There's it's hard to say some specific names. Also, we were talking about this yesterday because it just feels nepotistic, you know, like either, you know, I'm married to somebody in the band or Renee played or recorded their album and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of great Edmonton bands, but I'm not the badass.
Pass. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. Well, so the show's at the Astoria on Saturday night in the big city. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. And playing with Elin Noon and Supermoon. Have you played with Supermoon before?
Yeah, I have a few times.
Yeah.
They're a label mate. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So I dig them. I love them.
You would have crossed paths. Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much, Jessica. Good luck with the rest of your packing. You got to get back to it. I don't want to take you any more of your time.
Well, thanks for chatting with me.
Yeah. And have a great tour, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Sounds great. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye. All right, that was Jessica from the band Faith Healer. Apologies for the technical difficulties we had. I think the mic may have been on when I thought it was off, and I may have swore, so apologies for that. But yeah, do make it down to the Astoria. It should be a great show. Going to continue on with some Freak Heat Waves. Used to be in from Montreal now, or used to be from Victoria, now live in Montreal. This is from their new record, Beyond XXXL, and this is the song Self Vortex. Indeed, here is Freak Heat Waves.
Yeah.
born out of an initiative to give more voice to local women artists and musicians. Mixtapes is a Vancouver-based biannual mixtape featuring women-identified musicians and sound artists from the Pacific Northwest. The Spring 2018 edition will be coming out on May 10th, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Women-identified artists are invited to send their submissions to btchtapes@gmail.com. The release fundraiser will be held on May 10th at the Redgate Review Stage, featuring artists selected for this edition of the cassette. Wow, that's a pretty fast year flew by. Remember all those good times you had at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine? Well, we do. We're hosting our annual general meeting and volunteer appreciation party on Wednesday, March 28th from 6 to 9-ish p.m. in the atrium of the AMS Nest. This is an annual event where our glamorous community comes together to celebrate the last year, start looking ahead, and acknowledge the fantastic contributions of all of our volunteers. There's going to be a beer garden with lots of free drink tickets for members, food provided by AMS Catering, short presentations by station staff and student exec, prizes, karaoke, and so much more. I'll see you there.
All right, that was Painted Fruit from their album PF2. That was the song Resignation. Before that, we heard Freak Heat Waves from Beyond XXXL. The song is Self-Vortex. And before that, we heard the lovely Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer. Thanks again to her for calling in. Make sure to check that show out on Saturday night. Also happening this weekend, well, tonight, is a great show at Stylus, Shrouded Amps, Champion Lawnmower, Milk, and Be Afraid. It's been a while since Milk played, so that's exciting. There's a great show at Redgate on Saturday night with Prado and Kimmortal a few other guests, and then Vasilis and Kelrissa are playing at a new venue called Avant Garden on Gore Street, and that's on Tuesday night. So a bunch of cool things happening. I will be away next week, but there will be excellent programming because it's International Women's Day. So CITR is devoting all of its programming that day to radio made by women and telling women's stories. And I'm not a woman, so I'm clearing the way, which is great. So make sure to tune in next week to catch that. Going to close things out with a song I'm playing for Ian, my little brother. This is Bill Carter. It's from Lux and Ivy's Favorites. Lux is Lux Interior, the late, great Cramps legend. And this was kind of one of the weird psychobilly garagey songs that he had on a series of compilations. So this is the song Baby Brother. Send this out to my baby brother. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
My little baby brother used to play down on the floor, but now he's not satisfied to do it anymore. He's got a funny habit and I don't know why. He walks around the ceiling now, a stepping on the flies. Baby brother, baby brother. He learned to crawl on the kitchen wall. Baby brother, just the other day, well, bless my soul, I found him swimming round in the goldfish bowl. Since nobody told him that he had an order, he swam around for hours with his head underwater. Baby brother, baby brother, you may swim all you wish, but don't eat the fish, baby brother. But it's plain to see that he's not one of us. Now where'd we get him? I know you're going to ask it. Well, we found him on the porch in a crazy little basket. Baby brother, baby brother, and though your hair is blue, we think another world of you. Baby brother, I bought my baby brother a toy balloon. He let it get away and it floated toward the moon. Instead of crying, he just climbed up on the fence. He started to flap his arms, and we ain't seen him since. A baby brother, baby brother. Though you're out for outer spaces, I can still see your faces. Baby brother, baby brother, baby brother.